Burma's Deputy Minister of Defense, Major General Ai Myint, on Sunday said police had no choice but to charge Aung San Suu Kyi with violating the terms of her house arrest.
And it is no doubt that Aung San Suu Kyi has committed a cover-up of the truth by her failure to report an illegal immigrant to the authorities concerned. Thus, there was no option but to open legal proceedings in accordance with the law.
Ai Myint was speaking to Asian security officials and experts at the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore. Delegates to the annual summit made public calls for Burma's military rulers to release the democracy leader, along with the more than 2,000 other political prisoners in the country. Aung San Suu Kyi is facing 5 years in prison for allowing an eccentric American man to stay in her house without official permission. The trial has been widely condemned as an excuse to keep the democracy leader locked up. Her lawyers say a verdict is expected at the end of the week. Ai Myint repeated Burma's dismissal of the criticism as an interference in its internal affairs. Also at the summit Sunday, Sri Lanka's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Rohita Boglogama, defended the military defeat of Tamil Tiger rebels.
Sri Lanka will no doubt enter the annals of history as a classic textbook example of a nation that successfully prevailed over the scourge of terrorism, while tenaciously upholding the cherished values of democracy and human rights that have been deeply ingrained in the psyche of our people.
Critics have accused both the rebels and the Sri Lankan military of causing heavy casualties during the 25-year conflict. The United Nations estimates thousands of civilians died in the final military assault on the rebels. Pakistan's Secretary of Defense, Syed Attar Ali, told the Asian Security Summit there was a misperception that Pakistan was the source of extremism in the region. He argued instability actually trickled in from Afghanistan after the 9/11 attacks.
Quandary lies in Afghanistan, and therefore solution has to be sought in Afghanistan itself. Whereas Pakistan has played a lead role in global campaign against terror and paid a very heavy price, the lack of success in creating stability in Afghanistan by coalition forces has impeded our efforts at stabilizing our western border region bordering Afghanistan.
Ali acknowledged that extremists had found a safe haven in the largely unsecured border region, but says Pakistan's security forces are now making great efforts to flush out the Taliban and other extremists. But he warned the weak government in Afghanistan and lack of international funding was likely to make the security situation worse. American and British defense chiefs at the three-day summit asked Asian countries to contribute more funds and expertise to Afghanistan's development. In other security concerns expressed Sunday, Singapore's defense minister Teo Chi Hian told delegates new friction could arise from overlapping territorial claims in the South China Sea. He said more military transparency and information sharing was needed to prevent misunderstandings that could lead to conflict. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Singapore.